Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollack. Yes, that Kevin Pollack. What's that? Sure, if that's the way you want to play it. Your move, monkey boy, but I digress. Let's meet our alchemist for today in no particular order. Please say hello and howdy do to Vanessa Raglan. Vanish, do you remember what your last locker combination was?
No, not even at the time. Notoriously bad.
You were constantly asking people.
I had to have it written down in my backpack.
That's
and
right.
I ended up just sharing my best friend's locker because I'm not good with numbers.
Couldn't you have requested a lock with a key?
No, well, James, they didn't have that.
I'm sorry.
Get your thinking.
Wait, you can't do that at high school.
A request a locker with a key.
Oh, I'd like a different style.
Yeah. You didn't go to the all-men's.
This doesn't work for me.
You didn't go to the all-men's military elementary school like James?
I did not. Oh, okay. I would love to.
Power of the people, it's Craig Kukowski. Kiki, if you could create and teach a new high school course, what would it be?
How to get the fuck out of high school as soon as possible.
The single most popular class in history.
It's a one-day class.
That's right.
Run.
Illuminate your mind. There's James Heaney, Jimmy Jackalope. Can straight-talking kid from the Midwest ever get a fair shake in the city? Wow. I fooled myself with my horrible typing.
Someone spilled water on Kevin.
Was that run through Google Translate?
Let's try it again. Okay. Jimmy Jackalope, can a straight-talking kid from the Midwest ever get a fair shake in the city?
I mean, the city is definitely shaking me, that's for sure.
Okay, sweet. Who are you going to call? It's Joey Greerster.
Got to dip down there.
Yeah. What the hell, Joey Greer? The end is Greer. What's that smell?
B.O.
Yeah!
Sweat.
Oh, man, I love that smell. That Greer sweet B.O. All right, let's get to our first scene, shall we? All of today's scene suggestions were gathered from our listeners' emails. If you'd like to submit yours, please write to the podcast at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Our first scene today indeed comes from a listener. His name is Rob, who wrote, "Hi, guys. Been listening ever since day one, and your podcast has become a treat to listen to with a cold beverage after a long day of monkeying around with spreadsheets and data nonsense at work. Dare I say it's the only thing getting me through Tuesdays and Thursdays."
Aw.
Aw. No, I don't, he wrote.
Oh.
My suggestion is this. A disgraced scientist takes a job as a museum guide in a small town in an effort to spread his groundbreaking and revolutionary grand theory of everything to the confused and unprepared visitors. Keep up the good work. Rob, Plymouth, UK, United Kingdom.
I like the Impressionists. Where are the Impressionists?
This is a nature and history museum, so we don't really have Impressionists.
The water lilies.
Well, the water lilies are in the botanical section.
Monet.
Hey, man, do you work here?
Yeah, I work here.
Okay, so we came to see art. Where do we go?
This is the National History Museum.
Right. So are there paintings?
I mean,
wait, it was a different museum a moment ago.
Are you sure?
Yes, I am.
Where would we see the paintings?
There are paintings of old historical.
This is the National History Museum?
This is the National History Museum.
It doesn't seem like
What's the national part mean?
Well, honestly, I believe it stands for international because a lot of these things come from all over the world.
Wait, why wouldn't they just say international?
Why would national stand for internet?
Rick,
if I can interject here.
Yes.
Rick, this is the Museum of Natural History. Natural history.
Oh my gosh, did I say national?
Well, at first you said this is the Museum of Nature and History.
That's
implying that there are two different wings.
Yes.
And then you said national history.
Said national stands for international, which I think it almost completely doesn't.
Hey, other dude.
Yes.
Are there paintings we could see in here?
This is not an art museum.
Thank you. I am so sorry for misleading you, but yes, thank you.
But there are things that are painted.
Where can I get a postcard of some of the paintings here? I'm in the.
You came up at the perfect time.
Yep.
There's no paintings here.
But there's postcards, right?
What do you mean there's no paintings here?
Yeah, we have postcards in our gift shop.
Isn't this the Nature and History Museum?
No.
Oh, it's not.
I spoke to you a little bit earlier.
I don't pay taxes for this. Is that right?
You don't pay taxes for this. That is right.
Do you pay taxes, man?
I do pay taxes. Do all I not pay taxes?
I have no idea if you pay taxes.
Is anyone this guy's accountant? How do we know if you pay your taxes, dude?
Okay, the 11 o'clock tour is about to start.
Yeah.
Rick.
Is it almost 11 o'clock?
It is 10:59.
Are we safe in Rick's hands? He doesn't seem to know much about
it. Well, I've been shadowing Luke for a long time, and I do believe that I'm ready.
Okay, man.
You shadowed me twice.
I'm down for this.
It really makes me nervous. Or you're not going to shadow behind me.
I am going to shadow behind you.
why don't you just lead it?
Why doesn't Luke lead it?
Luke, why don't you just take it?
Excuse me, but if I don't eventually get my own while Luke shadows me, then I'll never be able to do my own tours.
How's that our problem?
What? Yeah, I mean, you don't even know the name of the museum.
Fine. I'll shadow again.
Luke. All right, Luke.
Okay, folks, if you can follow me into the...
Floors are so slippery.
These are marble floors.
We did just mop the floors, yeah.
Rick, did you do some of the mopping?
I am above mopping the floors here at the National Museum of Art.
I was the one who mopped. Someone has a question about mopping.
It wasn't a question. It was a near fall.
More of an observation.
Man. Well, let me tell you what I use. I use hot water, and then I use flakes of my spit.
We have to go on a tour.
All right.
Goodbye.
Bye. I'm happy to answer anything.
Okay, that's old man Marcus. He's our custodian, and he will be popping up on the tour from time to time, just so you know.
How did he get the name old man Marcus?
Well, he used to just be Marcus, but time has a way of things.
He doesn't look that old.
He looked about 40.
Was he 40? Yeah, that's what I thought.
You guys are very generous.
It's old for a custodian.
Oh.
Right. Usually you use that as a jumping off platform. Careful.
Sorry, we did. Old man Marcus did just mop the floors all around.
I have a question about mopping. Is that what that was?
No, nobody has a question about mopping. It's pretty straightforward.
Could someone scoot me around in a chair? Yes.
The mop is made out of my hair.
If you need to be pushed around in a wheelchair or
just a regular chair would scoot fine on this floor.
Luke,
this floor's so slippery.
Luke, when does the museum tour actually begin?
Well, we're on the tour right now.
Oh!
We haven't had a chance to actually begin. Oh. If you can follow me into the main hallway
here. I'm just going to crawl.
Well, then what the hell were we just in? Was that not the main? Was that just a hallway?
I think that was a lobby.
I thought that was an atrium.
Typically, people are ooing and aahing at the grand display of skeletons that we have here in the main hallway.
Ooh. Is that a dinosaur? Is that a dinosaur
that
skeleton?
That is a dinosaur. That's a Diplosaurus.
Is that real?
Diplosaurus.
Well, good portions of it are real, and some are replaced with plaster.
Also, dinosaurs are fake. I know it.
No,
dinosaurs are not fake.
No,
well, prove me wrong. Yeah, I don't see any walking around now.
No, he's got a good point.
I wonder
man.
What dino meat tasted like.
Nothing. It was fake.
Chicken.
Maybe chicken.
My guess is it tastes like chicken.
What a beautiful room, Luke.
Well, the dinosaurs were actually ancestors of the modern-day birds, so it's not too much of a stretch to imagine that it might have tasted like chicken.
Bullshit.
Is that part of the normal tour that you
birds
tell folks
birds are much
this?
Smaller than that.
Birds are tiny. They can fit in my hair.
Yeah, but some dinosaurs are tiny, too, sir.
That's right. What kind of big-ass bird is this?
In the next hallway, we have tiny dinosaurs.
Let's give Rick a chance. Which one of the dinosaurs were tiny like a bird?
The Diplosaurus.
A Diplosaurus?
Diplosaurus. Is that right?
Okay, this is a very controversial as to whether that was actually a dinosaur or not. This is why Rick lost his previous job.
Oh.
What was that? What previous job?
First of all, I previously was a full-fledged scientist.
Full-fledged? Wow.
And he was demoted to half-fledged.
Does it say that on the degree?
Well, now I don't have
any... Full-fledged scientist. Well, your mother must have been very proud until you lost your title.
I guess. I also lost my funding, my grants. They think that I've got too big of...
Rick, what the hell is going on here? Okay, you got research on certain dinosaurs here, and you got something called a Diddlysaurus you want to push at us?
It's a typo, okay? It was a small typo. I'm trying to make mass amounts of meat at a low cost.
It's a... And you're researching a Diddlysaurus.
Well, I think it's going to be a lot more realistic to reproduce a small dinosaur before we go big.
Rick, you want to clone a dinosaur? I'm down with that. I'm a full-fledged scientist just like you. You know that, all right? But the difference is we already have meat sources. To put that kind of money
behind cloning an animal that we don't even know existed? That's asinine.
What do you mean don't know existed?
A diddlysaurus?
It's a diddlysaurus.
I saw your sketches, and they're your sketches. They're based off of no bone samples or any kind of reconstruction.
But don't they look like a tiny dinosaur or large chicken?
Mr. Rick, you got a letter from the science board.
Hold on. Let me get that. I'm sure it's just more funding. Okay.
Dear Rick, I'm writing this with a heavy heart.
What's it say, Mr. Rick?
Hold on. Let me read it to myself first.
You have meant a great deal to the research lab for going on 7 months now, so it is difficult for me to inform you that your services and...
Rick, what does it say?
Hold on. I'm trying to absorb this so I can explain it.
Can't you just explain as you go, Mr. Rick?
Just read it aloud.
I pretty much got this. I know what it says.
What did it say, Rick?
They said that they're really happy with my work and I should take this equipment and just start working from home full time.
Old man, do you have a letter for me?
Yes, I do, Mr. Jerry.
All right, let me just see this. Right.
If that's in regards to me, you should... Don't read that.
It's also from the science board.
Dear Jerry, I write this with a heavy heart. We're having to let Rick go. I want you to take over all research from this day
forward. What's it say, Mr. Jerry?
Shut up.
Shutting up.
Wait, God, I have to read it again. Let me start again.
I'm just going to put these beakers in my bag and this Bunsen burner.
Hold on, Rick. All right, let me just read this. Why is this having trouble
that
reading
Bunsen
this?
That Bunsen burner belongs to the lab, Mr. Rick.
My letter said to take my equipment home so I can work full time with no distraction.
Let me just read this again. Why is this so hard? I can't see straight. All right, let's
Dear
see.
Dear Jerry.
Oh, okay. It says, Dear Jerry. I'll start it off with that.
Okay.
Dear Jerry.
It is with tears in my eyes that I inform you that we're letting Rick go.
Oh, no.
His work is shit, and it would be great if you could take over.
Jerry. Yeah. Jerry, what's going on?
What are
you reading?
This letter's changing. The words are moving, and the letters are turning into something else.
We've got five beakers.
Dear Jerry, there's a knife on the counter. Pick it up.
Hold on. Yeah, okay.
Jerry, what are you doing?
Nothing.
Why do you have that science knife?
Point it at Tina. Tina. Don't walk towards her. Just let her know that's your knife.
This is my knife.
I see that, Jerry. I never knew.
Now wave it above your head.
Letter, what do you want me to do, Letter?
What are you doing, Mr. Jerry?
Wave it above your head.
Jerry, you're a full-fledged scientist. Get a hold of yourself.
Why are you taking all of our equipment?
This is now my equipment. I've got to go. Jerry, get a hold of yourself. You're a full-fledged scientist.
You're going to lose your fledge.
This
Jerry.
Letter. I have to take a break.
Jerry, your eyes are bleeding.
I have to take a sabbatical.
His eyes are gushing blood.
So anyway, that's Rick's history.
Well, I'm glad you're at the museum now.
Well, I had bigger dreams, but this will do
for
now.
I've had the biggest dream. You know what I dreamed about?
What?
The whole world. And I was a planet.
What? Oh.
I was a planet looking at the world. I guess that's about the biggest dream everyone ever had.
So you were a planet looking at it?
I was a planet looking at the Earth.
I'm a scientist, and it sounds like you're describing a moon, a lunar.
I wasn't a moon.
Oh, a lunar moon?
A lunar moon? Stupid piece of shit. I hate this museum.
No, it's a museum.
The Museum of Natural History.
Well, I wouldn't say that like that because there's no paintings.
Where can we get a painting? I just want a postcard.
Okay, well, if you look at this diorama of these cave people here, you'll notice that there is a painting of sorts in the background.
It's a background.
Yes, it's a background painting, creating the feeling of depth. And,
you think the cave people really wore underwears like that, or did people just not want to show the nipples in the diorama?
Well, I think people would be offended if...
Offended? Is that what we're worried about now?
That's a great question.
Well, you know, a lot of children take tours here, so, you know...
Children are raised on breasts.
Now that's true, but
let's see the cave woman.
Nature and history. Right now, huh?
Okay, stay behind the rope,
please. Let's take a look at this cave, lady.
There we are. Let's just move around a
bit. Rick, do something about this.
I think they might have a good point. I feel like we're constantly censoring science. And look, they've painted
this. This isn't science.
It looks pretty
good. These are nipples.
Museum of Natural History, right? Natural.
Okay, put her bra back on, please.
No nipples. They didn't even make the nipples.
Okay, they didn't think that the breasts would be exposed in the first place.
They never intended to show us the nipples.
Are we to believe that the cave women had no areola?
I'm sure they had areolas,
and no nipples. If they had no nipples, the babies were just eating dinosaurs?
They don't exist.
There wasn't a crossover of dinosaurs.
Hey, man,
human.
How long have you worked here, Rick?
I've worked here for
that's
about...
Luke.
That's Luke.
That's
Luke.
I'm Luke. I'm Luke.
Shit, right. The guy who doesn't seem to know much is Rick.
I'm a scientist.
Full-fledged.
No.
Not full-fledged.
He's half-fledged now.
All right. So, Luke, I'm sorry. How long have you worked here?
12 years.
12 years.
12 years.
Which is your
slave.
Favorite exhibit?
Well, probably the largest mammal on Earth, the blue whale.
Human beings.
Where?
No, the human being is not the largest mammal on Earth.
Prove me wrong. I'm huge. I can fuck anything up.
Well, where would you put human beings? Like seventh?
I want to hear more about that whale.
Yeah,
that
okay.
That sounds
that
remarkable.
That doesn't exist. A human being's got to be the biggest thing.
A whale are. Bigger than a human?
Well, if you
no.
follow me into the Grand Hall of the Seas.
Well, how many halls do you have here?
We have a lot of halls. We're
it's
a museum.
It's just a series of halls.
That's, well.
Well,
that's
these halls
correct.
Are filled with important items.
Rick. This
Sorry.
Is
Go
the blue whale.
Wow.
Wow. Oh. Right?
That's a big boat.
So it can fly?
No, it's just strung
it
up
fly.
There.
Yeah, we've hung it up above you.
So that
Why
you could
would
see
you
it?
Hang it up above me?
So that you could get a good view of the bones.
Oh.
Imagine how many
when
people
When did they
would...
go extinct?
They didn't go extinct.
They're still living now, but they are in danger.
Are you telling me a dinosaur living now? Hey,
No. I did not say that at any point.
But this big one is. That's
Pardon
as
me,
big
what,
as a
what was
dinosaur.
Your name? I didn't get it on the way in.
My name is Drissel.
Drissel?
Did That's you a coincidence.
Why is that?
My name is Drissel.
Are you serious?
It's my last name.
Oh, so is mine.
Oh, 1, 2, 3,
Why would
first
you answer
name?
With your last name?
That's how I go by. I go by Drissel.
Okay.
Drissel, where you hail from?
Montana.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
So... At what point when you left the hotel, assuming that's where you're staying while in town, did you think it was a good idea to wear your KKK hood to the museum?
Well, I had not noticed that.
Now, hold on
I had
a
not
second.
Noticed that when hold I drew on. A parallel between us.
To be
you're
fair,
bad.
I
you're
didn't
bad.
Know it was on.
You're bad.
I didn't know it was on, all right?
You're bad,
I
and
sleep
I was
in
not
it, and that's
relating
it.
To you. I'm not a Drissel. I don't know any of the Drissels of Montana.
You're a Drissel.
I'm not a Drissel.
You're a Drissel.
I'm not a Drissel.
Rick, you want to take over the tour from here?
I feel like I should. First of all, no hats on the tour.
No hats on the tour is the name of that one. Scene 2 comes to us from Tim, who wrote, Hello, Alchemist. Thanks for all the laughter you have provided me on my commutes along the 405.
Ooh,
thank you
local,
for being
yokel.
Highway number specific. My job entails television city council meetings, and I thought it would make a great scene suggestion. Residents of a small town come to the podium during the public comment section of those meetings.
Oh, like televised city
yeah.
council.
In
I
fact,
thought that there was a special city council for a television.
No, yeah. Well, he said television city, which is... a town, believe it or not, in
really?
Los Angeles. It's near Universal, I believe. It's called Television City.
That is the cutest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, and it must be from the 50s when TV took over that area.
Go on to Television City.
In fact, he goes on to say, as in real life, some of the residents get overly dramatic knowing it's all being televised. So these small council meetings, C-SPAN, what have you, will... Okay, keep having fun. Tim Stansbury, Cerritos, California. P.S. I love that characters are often named Tim or Timmy. yes, if the next person could come to the podium and please present your issue for the board.
Yeah, How are you?
Say your name, please.
Yes. My name is Beignet. And,
is that a last name?
That's my only name.
Beignet.
And
is it Beignet like the powdery donut thing in New Orleans?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I would like to bring up for the city council the trash being picked up too soon.
Talking about your neighbors?
Yes.
They're very quick on the trash pickup.
What do you mean? The trucks are quick?
Yes. And if there's any time that we could just have a couple weeks off.
A couple weeks off and picking up the trash?
Yeah.
For what purpose?
Well, I just don't know why the trash got picked up so quick. And
you mean on a weekly basis? I don't know about this quick issue.
It's pretty quick. So if...
The time between pickups is too quick for you?
It's just a quick pickup for the trash. So if there's any way for us to just put a hiatus, moratorium on the pickup. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you, Beignet. Was there anything else?
No, that's my time.
Okay. Well, the next person, please take the podium.
Hello, Television City! Hello, wow, thank you. Which camera am I looking at?
Sir, the cameras are just for observation.
Okay, so right into the camera?
Sure.
Or?
Wait, let me powder you. Okay.
Okay.
Is this, you got this, babe.
Is this multi-cam or single cam?
There are several cameras throughout the
camera. Okay, so it's a multi-cam. Okay, so a little broader?
Sure.
Okay. Hi, I'm Tim Timmerson.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to say...
Where are you from, Tim?
I live right here in Television City.
Okay.
I'm his wife, and I have worked on sets for my whole life, so this is all just a walk in the park to me. Keep going, babe. You're doing great.
Can I take a crazy guess?
She grew up in the biz.
I grew up in the biz. Oh, why my nose?
Oh, okay.
Her pop was a Teamster. Her mom was in craft service.
Uh-huh. Okay. Tammy, I'm guessing?
Why? Would you guess that?
Timmy Timmerson and...
Oh, Eloise.
Eloise.
Okay. Timmy Timmerson and Eloise Timmerson.
Okay.
Yes.
Go, babe.
What was your
and
issue?
You're back.
If we could get to the...
I am wondering about advertising.
Ooh.
Can we do more to get our town out there? You know, bigger billboards, you know.
Out there. Where's there?
Just out there for people to know who we are and what we're doing and what we're up to.
Woo!
You want to... suggest that we advertise more that the city is here?
I want to promote Television City because I love it here so much.
Uh-huh. And what would you like the board to do to participate in your desires?
Well, bless you. Bless you.
We'll take it out in post.
We will. We'll take that out in post. You know, Eloise and I are willing to write, direct, and star in some commercials for Television City.
And do set design.
Do set design, craft service.
So you've come here to offer your services.
Yes, absolutely.
With the hope of promoting Television City.
And it's fine. We don't want this to happen, but should we need to be the face of Television City?
We are cool with that.
We're ready.
Mm-hmm. The Timmelsons.
Timmerson.
Excuse me. And what do you want from the board exactly?
A budget would be great.
Yes.
Oh, you'd like us to earmark some dollars.
Yes.
And so, have you got a proposal together for the amount?
Yes, we do. We have storyboards for the first 7 spots, and they're going to leave it on a cliffhanger.
What kind of budget are we?
Do you want it per app or per season?
Season? What does that mean?
For season one, let me get out the season one Bible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ugh.
We were thinking about $1 million per, so about... I think...
Because we can do this on the budget. We know people. We can call in all the favors.
A million per episode. Yeah. So I think probably $7 million
for the season.
Yeah.
So a short season.
It will be a short season.
It will. But the episodes are 2 hours each.
Oh.
So
getting a bang for our dollar.
Exactly. Yes.
Yes.
2 hours, $1 million.
It's Mad Men meets the Flintstones meets... Television City.
Imagine Don Draper driving around with bald feet, right?
Woo!
Who's Don Draper? I'm sorry.
Okay, this guy.
You were hilarious.
Okay.
So this guy's the head of the Television City Council.
I don't think so.
Yeah, who's Don Draper?
You'd like us to consider setting aside $7 million for...
A $7 million
your
grant
efforts.
Or advance or just check.
I think set it aside first, then give it to us.
Yeah, exactly. And then we'll get the ball rolling on production.
And what do you have to present to the board today in terms of what the money is going to?
Okay.
You're looking at it.
Well,
for starters,
Other than your two very greedy eyes.
Do you want to look
one
at the storyboards?
You have storyboards.
Show them the storyboards.
Okay,
the storyboards.
So we used old science fair boards. I used to kill it at the science fair, but you can see that's Tim, and that's me.
Stick figures. Very
and
good.
And we've got period costumes on because we want to take it back to the glory days of Television
back
City.
Back to the beginning of
what
Television City.
What period is represented there?
1951.
Okay.
Glamour.
Okay.
Glamour.
Cigarettes.
Marilyn.
Oh,
James
alcoholism.
Dean.
Oh, television.
You want to promote alcoholism within Television City. That's what I heard.
Well, that... We can make a lot of money. The city does make a lot of revenue from alcohol sales.
And I think we want to be realistic and grounded in just what the world was then.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
Don Draper, Fred Flintstone.
And yeah. How does that help put out the word about Television City, what it represents today?
Well, as you can see in the back of all of these sketches, It says, "Welcome to Television City."
Right.
So we're going to be shooting it all on a soundstage that every frame is actually an advertisement for Television City, which has never been done before.
I see. And again, the word about today's Television City is represented how?
Well, I think we're going to build up to that.
Yeah,
you know,
we'll
I think we're going to tease it a bit in episode 7,
mm-hmm.
you know.
And there's sex and hitting.
Sex and hitting.
Mm-hmm.
In the same...
Same scenes.
Mm.
And I think if the whole thing is kind of framed as a flashback. So maybe we start present day with an old elderly man played by me.
Okay.
Tim Timmerson.
He can do it. He can pull it off.
And then we're flashing back to different eras, you know.
That would be great. And every episode starts with an alarm clock, a 50s alarm clock.
Yes.
Ringing. They wake up. Another day in Television City.
I have to say, I am compelled by the stories you've told here today.
Oh my God, babe.
We're going to get our $7 million.
You seem to have quite a vision for what...
Absolutely. We're artists and we want to make things.
I think everyone on the board would be excited about any opportunity to promote Television City.
Why isn't anybody else on the board weighing in, by the way?
Well,
that's a great question. Gobsmacked.
I welcome anyone on the board.
I've been over the pond in this.
I'm just here to listen.
Thank you, Edgar.
Thank you.
That's one of the reasons. A lot of them are here to listen.
Very elderly people on the board.
My name is Victory Delight, and I've been coming in and out of what you're saying. And from what I can take from that you two want to make some kind of radio tower. Is that right?
No.
I think we can paint in the radio tower.
Sure, that could be the third episode. There's a place for that.
Right, like a diorama can create a feeling of depth. Yeah. You know?
We were going to do some car crash scenes, and one could go right into a water tower.
Sure, why not?
I love nature.
That's going to add to the budget, but...
So...
Okay.
Well, thanks, Victory Delight.
Edgar?
Oh, no, I'm just having trouble breathing.
So should we just get started on pre-production, or?
Well, Mr. Timmerson, I'm-
Timmerson.
Timmerson, sorry about that. We are over budget, okay? We've only shot 2 episodes already.
How much have we spent so far?
We spent $10 million. We only had a budget for 7.
Sure.
Well, this happens, you know? You run over, you know?
Hey guys, the crab legs are here.
Oh, I told you this craft service is going to be over the top.
I'm just doing it like they would have done in the old days, you know?
lunch, 1/2 hour.
Crab legs for everyone.
Maybe we shouldn't do that. Maybe we should just have burgers or something.
Oh, crab burgers.
Oh, these are Alaskan King.
We have to talk to the
board. I was thinking for tonight we should do a clam bake, because since we're doing crabs for lunch, we could do a clam bake for tonight.
Yeah.
We're
going
to go out to Malibu. I've got the beach rented.
We can't. We're over budget, all right? We're over budget.
Well,
why are
you going to
be a real
so
nice
up,
clam bake.
Why are you so uptight?
Because I'm looking at the money and
line producer. What do you care?
I care because I have to talk to the board.
Okay? You have funny shaped ears.
These are headphones.
Comically.
Oh.
These are headphones.
Flesh colored.
Yes.
Oh, we should add that into one of the episodes.
Yes.
I was also thinking an outer space thing. Maybe we could do that today.
Okay, we are totally on the same page.
Nothing is being consistently brought up. The show is all over the place.
Exactly.
Where do you guys want me to put the spaceship?
You already ordered it?
In the sky?
In the sky?
In the sky, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, sure. Where is the sky?
Well, we could create a night sky with some Swarovski crystals. Oh, my God. My aunt works next door to that store. She can get them.
We have an inn, so don't worry about that.
Oh, the drama, the grease paint. I love this.
Oh, my God.
Could someone tell me where to put the horses?
Oh, we were going to cut the horses.
Yeah, the horses have been cut. Well,
I didn't get any information about that. I got 16 head of horse out here in the alleyway, and we were supposed to be paid on arrival.
Oh, we'll still pay you.
We'll pay you, absolutely.
All right,
God. Oh, my God.
You gotta get these horses off the street, sir. You can't have horses. This is Television
Mister,
City.
What are you gonna do with those horses?
Well, you gonna go for a ride?
I'd love to go for a ride.
All right, it's $47 a ride and take you around the studio a lot.
I don't have any money.
Okay, get on the third one.
What? What's wrong with the third one?
From the front. That's it. That's the old one there.
He just spit his tooth out.
He's not feeling real well. He's had health issues ever since his brother went off to war.
Oh, no.
Yep.
PTSD?
Yep, that's what... He walks real good, though, as you can see. Hold the reins now. All right. I'm going to try this just to see if he's still got it. Rear up, Tommy. Rear up. That's unfortunate. He just fell right over. Little girl, you all right? Oh, my. He's got his neck on your face. Oh, hold on.
And in the 217th Emmys, we represent, we are all about film and television, and we love it. And the winner.
Are you practicing? Babe, what are you doing in here? You're supposed to be on stage in 2 seconds.
I know. I get so nervous.
Are you? Yeah. They need you out there.
I know. And I need you.
Or Lisa's going to do it.
No, I'm going to go out there in a second.
Look, on in three, you two.
Oh.
Thank you, three. You know, it's just been such a long journey coming from Television City to here, you know?
Yeah, well, this is your chance. You can't fuck this up.
I know. Just a little more support.
It sounded like you weren't even saying words.
I was saying words. It just didn't make sense. I was saying words.
They weren't good words.
Look, I got to go on in 3 minutes, hours, seconds. That wasn't clear.
I think it was minutes.
Well, we
it's
don't
probably
know.
Two now. Oh, your tan.
You tear on
your tan
one,
is dripping.
1 minute.
Oh, 1 minute. Thank you, 1 minute.
Oh, my God. Your tan is dripping all over your
it's
shirt.
It's fine. It's fine.
Coming
it's
back
fine.
From commercial.
It's fine. Just spray tan on my shirt. Just spray tan on my shirt.
Okay.
Go to Hosting 30.
That looks bad.
Okay, here we go.
Bad
hey, yeah, I love you. Okay.
Hosting 20.
Don't fuck this up.
10, 9, 8,
7, 6, 5, 4, 3.
Babe, get out
two.
There.
Welcome back to the 217th Emmy.
Is that
not your line. Get out there.
Back to your host. Larry Drake.
Hello. This is the 217th Emmy Awards ceremony for all the TV shows and everyone who's involved in the shows. This year, we're looking at so many great artists and inventors and full-fledged scientists who've been a part of everything that we can think of when it comes to TV. For our first category, we'll get right into it, and it's going to be for the best independent TV show that coming out of a local news station. A local news station
you're taking jobs away from legitimate artists.
There's a strike going on.
This is an award for all this indies and the categories.
You're a scab.
Why have there been 100 Emmy ceremonies this year?
And the nominees for this category are.
What are they?
I don't know. It was a video slide, but I guess I'll read it. The nominees are Television City, Going Back in Time.
Boo!
Boo!
Yes!
Arborland.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, boo.
Boo, Arborland.
Trees.
Why are we queuing the packages, Dom?
I'm sorry. It's
supposed to be a video package that accompanies each one of these nomination announcements.
Yeah, but this guy's got so much pizzazz, so much charisma.
That you took it upon yourself to make an executive decision
and
not roll the package.
It was going to distract from his performance.
Pack your shit and get out.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
I haven't got anything
else
lined.
Yes, I am kidding you, Dom.
Oh, thank God. Jesus. Thank God.
Tristan and Marigold. What are the other ones?
Are you doing this off the top of your head?
The Snake in the Boot.
He's melting.
And finally, but not last, they might win. Shirts. And the winner is. Let me just read it here. Oh, it's a letter.
What's it say?
Hold on 1 second. It says,
"Dear Larry. The nominees in the category that you are looking for are..." Wait, have you read them already? Answer me, Larry. This is the letter speaking to you.
Yes.
Okay. Now is the time to announce the winner. And the winner is Television City.
Okay. Okay, I know the winner now.
Okay, but people are going to boo you.
Hold on.
What's going on?
So just be prepared for
this scab sucks.
I'm just reading the letter. I'm just reading the letter.
Let us know what the letter says.
It just should be the name of the show.
Yeah, it's a lot. We got a letter this year, okay?
It should just be the name of the show.
Let me read it again. Let me read it again.
Going to commercial in 4 minutes.
He can't read.
Thank you for. All right. Let me just read the letter again.
Larry.
Oh, it changed.
It's changing. What are you doing with your life?
This letter is changing.
Your career is failing.
Read it aloud.
Okay.
Take the gun out, Larry.
Take the gun out, Larry. There's a gun.
What did he say?
There's a gun in this letter. What did he say?
Where did that come from?
Okay. I really should have had the packages.
Video packages.
Just tell us that we won.
That's all we needed.
Please, come on. Television City.
Television City.
Okay, okay, okay.
What's he doing?
Okay, okay, okay.
What's he doing?
The Television City nominees are about to crash the stage. You will shoot them both in the head.
Okay.
Babe, let's just get up there.
Okay, let's just go. Okay. We know we won. You know we won.
This is show business.
Okay, guys,
thank you so much.
I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He's got a gun.
What are you doing?
He's got a gun.
I'm sorry.
I see the gun.
Oh, my God.
Is this a bit?
What is the budget for this, by the way?
Because we wanted more gun stuff.
We wanted so much more gun stuff.
I'm sorry.
Why are you all brown?
I'm sorry.
Everyone get down. Get down.
Not us. We're about Not to, us. Where's the award?
Where's the award? Is this the award?
Boom, boom.
He shot him.
Oh, God.
Let me revisit the Improv Book 101 where it says there's no greater button than boom, boom.
A boom, boom.
To any scene. Oh, I was waiting for Jason Statham to jump up from the audience and save the day at the 217th Emmys.
Yeah, but it's the Emmys. He's going to be at the Emmys. Oscars.
He's not going to be there.
Our third scene comes from a fella named Daniels, with an S, who wrote, "Hey, Alchemist, greetings from rainy Latvia." Is that Latvia? L-A-T-V-I-A?
That's it.
Yeah.
Latvia. Sure. "Your quick wits in the moment never cease to amaze me. In my case, as soon as I start to talk to anyone, I can almost imagine them drifting off in their head, looking out into the distance."
Oh, Daniels.
Daniels.
We're here to listen to you.
"I suggest you confirm my delusions. I'm imagining a person going about their day, but as soon as he or she starts a sentence, the people nearby sort of drift off and talk to themselves with an inner monologue, perhaps. I can tell by the way you're reading this that you've already tuned out." Wow. It's like the last sketch. And then he adds, "Told you so!" Exclamation. "Keep up the great work, Daniels."
Aw, thanks, Daniels.
Would you two like any more iced tea?
Actually, I would like an iced tea. Mm-hmm. Do you have a fresh lemon wedge that you could put inside of it?
I'd also like an iced tea.
Yep, two iced teas, one with lemon
wedge.
Let's
just get a pitcher of iced teas for the table.
The table.
And if you could give us a pitcher.
You wanted me to take it on my phone?
No, a pitcher. A pitcher of iced tea.
I don't even have lipstick on.
God, this table is so stupid.
I've got to kill myself right here in front of these two idiots.
So stupid.
You know what we are? Do you remember our allergies?
Yeah, peanut and celery.
Yeah.
And?
Jicama.
Maybe I should put that in the tea. Maybe I should put all those things in the tea. Just see what happens to them.
All right, so one pitcher of iced tea, and then we're still thinking about what we want to order, but we are not against another bowl of bread.
Yeah, take your time, you two.
Thank you.
And more bread,
bowls
please.
Of bread can they eat?
Jeez. I don't understand what is up with table three.
I don't know.
I mean, how we're able to communicate with just our thoughts.
Are you talking to yourself, sir?
I might have been.
But he's staring at the other waiter.
I might have been.
But the other waiter isn't saying anything.
So you enjoy your bread, and I'll refill the pitcher of iced tea.
Why are those two waiters staring at each other so intensely?
They're piercing my ears.
Right?
Jesus Christ.
I mean, how do we... Do we kill them or ourselves?
Ourselves. Okay. That's the only way to cure it.
On three?
One.
Yeah, I'm not going to kill myself.
Kill myself either. Yeah. Bowls of bread they want.
Hey, Devin, can you pick up table 10?
Yeah.
It's a four top. They were just sad.
This guy's so aggressive. What is this fucking problem?
Can we push the specials a little more?
What are the specials again?
What are the specials?
You forgot the specials.
We had a meeting.
We had a lineup about 20 minutes ago.
Give
me the top three.
Well, there's a shit ton of specials today. There's more than three.
Yeah, but if you give me the top three,
hey, guys, I hate to break this up, but Devin and Darian, can you guys stop staring at each other? Just a little more space? We put you in different sections today. We'd like a little more space between you.
Customers complain?
People are just looking.
People. You. Yeah. It's you.
I'm annoyed.
Okay.
I'm annoyed because I've been trying to move you guys apart. I feel like I'm a kindergarten teacher. I'm not a kindergarten teacher.
Right, of course.
But I have to separate you because this eye contact thing you do is upsetting. It's upsetting.
It's upsetting to you, Deborah?
It's upsetting to the culture of the restaurant.
Huh. Okay. So no waiters staring at each other in the jungle restaurant?
Yeah.
Okay. Because that would be as disturbing.
It feels like we're about to attack each other. Huh. The restaurant is jungle themed. Let's keep it
pleasant. It's a rainforest cafe.
I know what it is. We all know that we work at the Rainforest Cafe.
Deborah, do you know the top three specials today?
There's more.
A lineup about it.
Right, I understand.
You not at the lineup?
I was up the lineup. Yeah, I was.
Were you?
Or
were you just staring at Darian?
I was physically there. I would just.
Lost in Darian's eyes.
Can anyone just tell me the top three? Top three.
It's top three.
Because that's when I go to a table. If I give them the top three,
can we get some fucking service over here?
Well.
Yeah, I'll go talk to that
Darian,
table.
You want to take that one?
Hi, sir. Can I help you?
We've been sitting here for fucking 5 minutes and nobody's fucking come over here.
Well, I'm sure it's a good reason.
Some people have blood sugar issues.
Get my wife a fucking Coke.
You got
Not
it.
Not a Diet Coke.
Not a fucking Diet Coke. Get her a Coke.
Is there a problem over here, sir?
Yeah, we've been waiting here for 5 minutes.
Yeah, I understand. There's a lot of profanity happening.
A lot of
happening.
People have blood sugar issues.
Do you see the families
you
around
you? Want a dead
you?
Body?
We brought our fucking family.
Little kids?
We got these two of these kids are our fucking kids.
Those kids over by the monkeys. Those are our kids.
What's it going
to
take
to tone
you down,
You want me to die?
You
want a corpse at the rainforest? Is that what you want?
We don't want corpses.
I'm about to faint. I'm about to pass
Let
out.
Her pass
Timmy,
out.
Can you help out a little bit here?
Ow!
How many fucking waiters and waitresses do we need?
Timmy.
Why are those two guys looking at each other?
Let him pass out.
Just kill them both?
What kind of help do you need?
Table 7's losing their mind, basically. The guy's using profanity.
Okay.
Like,
did you tell them the top three?
I did not tell them the specials. But I thought maybe you can go
that usually pacifies the customer right away.
Just tell them the specials.
Okay. Can I tell you two of the specials?
You fucking talking to me? We don't have a fucking Diet Coke over
there. I'm
talking
about Diet Coke.
The regular Coke is
I'm
coming.
I'm at my goal weight.
Regular
I'm
Coke.
At my goal weight.
There's
you
Darian
don't like it. That's
with,
on
the,
you.
With the regular Coke. Darian, it's for the lady.
Yeah. Where's the straw?
That's on request.
I request it.
I'll be back.
If I could just kill this two.
Why don't you give us those fucking specials?
Okay, the first special we have is a steak tartare.
I can't even
appetizer.
Drink this without a straw.
I'm sorry. It's awful.
What am I supposed
sorry.
To do? Put my face in it like a cow?
Yeah.
Man, that'd be great. Just put
no,
your
I mean,
face.
No, I'm agreeing.
What are you
like, that's what
I'm,
they
I'm
expect.
At my goal weight, and if you don't like it, that's on you.
I'm telling you, I like it.
I was
I'm
thinking,
sorry.
Cow, if you just put your face in the trough.
I don't know if you realize this, but that was out fucking loud, sir. That was fucking out loud.
What was that about a trough?
He called you a cow. All right, let's move on past the steak tartare.
Your wife or whatever the relationship is
She's
here.
She's my wife and those
she
are our children.
She suggested
Here's your straw.
That we asked you if you thought
Thank
she
you.
Was a cow. You didn't answer, so I was trying to fill in the void there.
I learned a long time ago not to answer trap questions
We're
like
very
that.
Very happily married.
How happy?
Very.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
10.
All right.
So we heard steak tartare.
That's
not
an appetizer.
Interested.
Not interested.
Oh, that's an appetizer? Maybe then.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, we'll do that.
All right, it's...
Hey, who ordered the steak tartare? We're 86 then. Who did that?
That was me.
That
sorry.
Was you. Why the hell did you do that?
Because I it's the only special I could remember.
We covered
From
that in the
two
lineup.
2 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago, you're doing a special we did 2 weeks ago.
Oh, man, I'm not good at this job.
What the fuck is going on?
Should I kill the chef? I should just shoot
guys,
him in the face.
Guys, we got to focus up here, okay? I only got a certain amount of food back here. We got the specials. We got the gator steak, okay? We got the gator soup, and we got the gator bites.
So you want us to push the gator?
Yes, push the gator.
What is we're serving the lineup to push the gator.
What is the actual food that we're calling gator?
It's gator. It's gator tail.
Come on. What are we using? What are we
It's gator. It's okay. You want to know what
Jeff,
it is? It's a tiny
us.
Dinosaur. Right? We're cooking a tiny little dinosaur, right?
It's a diddlysaurus.
Very good. You listen to the lineup, huh?
I listen to the lineup. Yeah.
Timmy remembers everything.
So look, okay, can we just all focus up and push the gator, all right?
Yeah, sure.
Trying to get rid of this diddlysaurus.
Yeah,
all right?
No, you're the cook. You should absolutely tell us what to do. I'm going back out to table 7. Sir, hi.
What the fuck are you doing back here without my steak?
Have you thought about the? Oh, they didn't.
Why
bring
am
it?
My ankle swelling?
That's probably the cow.
Diabetes.
Back
it's
to the cow.
Don't bring up the cow.
Dad, where's the food?
Ryda, the food is coming. We ordered steak tartare.
Where's your sister, Ryda?
Can I tell you about?
I don't know. I'm not her fucking keeper.
Gator. Oh, fuck you, Ryda. Oh. Speak of the fucking devil.
All right, please concentrate. I want to know about whatever special you're just trying to tell me.
She got stuck in the volcano.
Sheba, get down. Sheba.
Gator soup.
Gator soup?
Yeah.
All right. Can we get it family style?
A family style gator soup. Absolutely. It comes in a little trough, which the cow wife
should.
Don't
you fucking
say. Oh, fuck you. This guy. How wife
that's
he
is. That's it. I want to speak to your manager.
Look at my proportions. Let me... You know who else had this proportions? Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, these are the same proportions. And Kate Moss.
Is that your daughter in the volcano?
That's Sheba. Yes and yes.
Is there any way you could get her down?
I don't know. Is there any way you could get her down? I'm too huge. I'm too impossibly huge.
When does the volcano blow up?
Every minute.
Ryda,
every minute.
Ryda, don't wish death upon your sister.
Get us a manager right fucking now.
Get the manager.
Hi, how can I help you?
Are you the fucking
manager?
Are
you having a rainy day?
I'm the manager.
Wait, what? Darian. Which one of you am I going to talk
Darian
to right now?
Darian is not the manager.
I'm the manager.
Darian, we have been through this. We have been through this recently. You are on the track to management, but
Darian,
I am the manager.
Darian, you're a manager. You're a manager.
Really why would you like do this? I'm so sorry. Anything we can do to make your experience better, that is what we're here for.
Kill them.
Well, I'll
kill
tell you one fucking thing. This fucking waiter kill keeps them. Telling my wife she looks like a cow and should eat out of a trough. Is that normal for the Rainforest
Tina,
Cafe?
Tina, look at her. Look
no,
at the wife.
No, you look beautiful, man. Thank you. I feel beautiful. I feel fucking beautiful, and that's what matters. Look at me. Look at my curves. Look at my ass. Eat your heart out, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Well, you are a lovely lady, and the meal's on us.
Oh, that's great.
The meal is on us. Oh, my God. The volcano is about to explode. Yeah.
Can you get my daughter off of that?
Well, I can't, sir, but we are trying a new liquid today, and I think it's a warm one, so you might want to...
It's been several minutes. We were told the volcano explodes every minute.
How could it explode every minute? The cleanup would be insane.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Who told you that?
That waiter over there.
You're fired.
Oh, thank God.
And Darian, step back.
Darian. Show your foot.
If you're a manager, what are you doing with your
why
foot?
Why is your foot on the table, Darian? Why the fuck has this guy got his foot on the table?
I don't know.
All right, so here at the Nature and History Museum, we would just want to...
The what
just,
now?
The Nature and History Museum.
Right.
You're going to be shadowing Luke and Rick.
Okay, cool.
You're going to be shadowing Luke and Rick.
Yeah, I heard him.
Yeah, so you want to take over their position, you got to really...
Shatter them.
Yeah.
Yeah, all
so,
right.
So, you know, have fun. This is what we do here. We just have fun.
Huh. Have fun.
That's now, you were at the Rainforest Cafe before this for 16 years? Is that what that says?
Yeah. I felt like, how do I get out? And I just could never nail it.
Yeah, and you never went to a managerial position? You just
No, just a waiter.
Wow.
I worked at the Rainforest Cafe once.
Oh, what's your name?
Delica.
Uh-huh.
That's Delica.
Guess what?
What's that?
They serve dinosaur meat.
Here?
I heard they served
that's a rumor, Delica.
No, I heard that's true.
Delica, that's a rumor.
What kind of?
I used to work with here at the National History Museum sold dinosaur meat.
Delica, that's
to
a
the
rumor.
Rainforest Cafe.
How could they still have it?
They were calling it a gator bite.
Oh.
He cloned it at his house. They couldn't get it into museums, but he didn't even want to get it into museums. He wanted to get it into foods.
Delica, can you please check out the bathrooms? Please make sure they're clean.
I looked at them. They're very clean. I already did that.
This is exactly what
they
had
at
the Rainforest Restaurant. The dinosaur gator.
Yes, I hear what you're saying.
Like, there's a rainforest in this cafe. This gator guy worked at.
And there's no real rainforest in the cafe, Delica.
I know that. I never said there was.
Okay, I'm just saying.
I didn't ever say that. You're putting words in my mouth.
All right, look.
You think because you got all your teeth. Those are so fancy.
He doesn't have all of them. There's a couple of fake ones.
This is interesting news.
You know, why don't you go on break?
I just started.
I'll go on break. Bye.
Delica, you just came off a break.
You just told me to go on break.
I didn't tell you to go on break. I told this guy to go on
break.
But
he didn't take it, so the break was up for grabs.
No, it wasn't up for grabs. That's not how it works, Delica.
There's a break on the table.
No, it's not on the table, Delica.
You put a break on the table.
No, I said he has a break on the table.
So now we're just leaving the break on the table.
No, there's no break on the table.
No break on the table.
If I may, there's no table.
Whoa. You got to go on break.
Now it's on the table.
I'm taking it. Bye.
What was her name?
Delica.
Delica. Where's she from?
She's from Montana.
Mm-hmm.
Center Mass.
Excuse me. Somebody has drawn nipples on the cave woman.
What?
Somebody has drawn nipples on the cave woman in the diorama.
Oh, we can't have that. That's not historically accurate.
Exactly.
Sir, we don't know that someone has.
You're on break.
I work here. Don't call me sir. Who the fuck are you?
Luke,
I'm
relax.
The new guy.
This guy's going to shatter you.
I'm the new guy.
He's going to shatter me? I'll shatter his ass.
Good. This is the kind of competition I like.
Oh, I wanted to get here first. We need to get to Licka to clean the nipples on the cave women.
You weren't here first,
what?
Rick.
What are you doing here, Luke?
I still work here, despite the fact that I got a terrible Yelp review because you were shadowing me.
Oh. Oh, man. I want every square inch of that to be real. Why can't it? Oh, thank you all for writing in your scene suggestions. Let's thank our alchemist for today, James Heaney. Where can folks find you on the interwebs and thereouts?
Just go straight to therealjamesheaney.com.
Yeah, and you're doing some new animation stuff for the episode.
I think that's very generous.
Speaking of prehistoric.
I've got a troll in the room. Good God. I spend so much time
you
on Vanessa's character.
The better part of a half hour.
You'd be surprised.
Not the whole.
I spent like 8 hours on that.
Oh, man.
I struggle. I'm not good, but I'm going to work at it.
I just love that you feel the need to point out that you're not good.
I think I started it, to be fair.
In all fairness, I'm much better than anybody that didn't even try.
Yes, you are. Mm. I want to applaud the effort, and it is fun to make fun of it and you for it, but I do appreciate it.
Thank you.
I appreciate you. Craig Kakowski.
I'm going to throw a few Twitter handles at you.
Please.
At Kakowski, at Craigslist PCast, at Orange Tux Improv for my various personas.
Oh, fantastic. Vanessa Ragland.
Yeah.
What do you got? They want to share the DynastyTypewriterTheater.com.
Yeah. And probably when this comes out, I'm having a baby.
Yeah.
Woo! So I've got a little less brain power than usual.
Sure. Well, listen, we got the last of it today, so
yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, and not great stuff I was offering. Thanks for making it work.
That's ridiculous of you. Let's thank our very own engineer, Doug Bame. No one else can lame that claim in the podcast world, so fuck y'all. And our
You got this. You got this.
We believe in you. Let me try again. Oh, man.
Producer extraordinaire, Sophie Lichterman.
Sound design artist Rafael Brito.
Brito.
Our producer Sophie Lichterman.
Sophie.
Yeah, our radio media plays. I encourage you all to write a review and tell everyone you've ever met about our podcast. We love your support. We greatly appreciate it. Please continue to write to us with your scene suggestions at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Until next time, thank you again. And remember,
Alchemy This.